KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 12:02. The Professional Teaching Practices Commission has released its ruling on a previously confidential Nome Public School investigation. A severe reprimand was issued to former Nome Public School Superintendent Mike Bronner for violating the State of Alaska Code of Ethics of Education Profession. Complaints of sexual harassment had been filed to the PTPC, and an investigation was completed. The State Commissioner of Education made a final ruling on this disciplinary action on February 22nd. A severe reprimand means Bronner was rebuked for his actions, and the sexual harassment charges have been placed on Bronner's record on the website for the National Association of State Directors of Teacher Education and Certification. Bronner still keeps his license and may continue to apply for other jobs in the field of education. The PTPC says he will always have to explain this disciplinary action when interviewing. Bronner resigned from the Nome Public School District on March 4th. The Alaska House of Representatives sent a message to Washington, D.C. yesterday by passing House Resolution 7, written by Representative Bob Herron of Bethel. The bill requests that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry attend the Arctic Council ministerial meeting in Sweden in May as America's Arctic minister. Herron says it's critical that the United States continue to participate at the highest level at the Arctic Council and other Arctic forums in order to further America's and Alaska's interests in the Arctic. In 2011, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton became the highest-level American official to represent the U.S. at an Arctic Council ministerial meeting. That meeting was held in Nuuk, Greenland. The call for Secretary Kerry to attend the Arctic Council meeting this summer comes at the eve of Canada assuming chairmanship of the Council. Canada has announced that for 2 years, they will focus on development for the people of the North. Subthemes will include responsible Arctic resource development, safe Arctic shipping, and sustainable circumpolar communities. In May of 2015, the United States will assume chairmanship. Representative Herron says his hope is that the U.S. and Canada will cooperate closely and work together to increase cooperation among the Arctic states and engage the world in addressing the challenges and opportunities in the Arctic. A bill that would require teachers to work 2 more years to acquire tenure rights has moved out of its only committee of referral in the House. House Bill 162 by Representative Tammy Wilson was advanced by the House Education Committee on Wednesday. The bill requires that teachers be employed in the same district continuously for 5 school years or accept a teacher contract for 6 consecutive school years to be eligible for tenure. It was introduced in the committee and held on Friday. Currently, teachers who work for 3 continuous years or accept a contract for 4 consecutive years can get tenure. Representative Paul Seaton proposed 2 amendments, only one of which passed. The bill now moves to the House Rules Committee, which could schedule it for a vote. And the Alaska House passed a bill that would legalize certain types of knives. House Bill 33 by Representative Mark Newman would allow for knives to be regulated in the same way as firearms. The bill passed unanimously yesterday, but notice of reconsideration was issued, meaning the measure could be voted on again before going to the Senate. Newman, in his sponsor statement, said the practical effect of the bill would be to deregulate one-handed hunting and utility knives. Newman said some places have tried to restrict the types of knives people can carry by classifying a broad range of them as switchblades or gravity knives. His bill would make the definitions of these types of knives more stringent in law. And at last night's City of Nome joint public hearing, community members shared their concerns about the Port of Nome and Harbor Strategic Development Plan. The biggest issue addressed was the dredging of the Snake River. Gary Samuelson again expressed concerns after having written 2 letters to the Nome Common Council.
By dredging to -4 feet, wave erosion is a concern. Look at the armored rock installed on the north end of the Snake River on Supple Drive. With the proposed dredging of the Snake River to minus 4 feet, waves will break at our property.
Eric Osborne also shared his thoughts on how the plan would affect the community.
It sounds cheap, you know, there's some free money, $500,000 now, but if you look at it over a 10-year span, it may cost another $500,000 every year just to keep that channel open. So, you know, over 10 years, maybe we're looking at $5 million, and what could $5 million do over 10 years for a lot of things, for a harbor, for our education, you know, for our, you know, for our recreation.
But Harbor Master Joy Baker reminded community members that approving the strategic plan would be consenting only to what the plan could become. Councilman Randy Pomeranz also shared comments on the plan.
This is just a general plan of what the Port of Nome is looking at developing so that we can go forward with possibly funding of any of these sources rather than worrying about the Samuelson's property and, you know, the where another place would be possibly. This is
right.
Just a plan.
Yes.
And that there's nothing set in stone here.
The Nome Common Council is meeting now to vote on approval of the 2013 Port of Nome and Harbor Strategic Development Plan, along with a revised tariff. The tariff would raise 10% on port tariffs across the board, with re-evaluation expected next year. Commissioners spent much time in discussion last night deciphering how the increases would benefit the port to cover costs and have some leftover to pay for projects. And a look at the price of gold today. Up $6 to $1,606.50 an ounce. An ounce of silver's down 5 cents to $28.81. It is unofficially 6 below 0 in sunny downtown Nome, 9.5 minutes after 12 o'clock.